All right, just need to make sure this thing is on. Let's get ready. I'm a man in the house, purposely. I'm a dad and a spouse. I could break about all the cash in the account, but none of that amounts to the fact that your boy is the man of the house. Welcome or welcome back to the Man of the House podcast, episode 12. Episode 12. Okay, we rolling. We're getting some consistency here. I am your host, Jason Tyree. And I would like to say welcome back, or welcome. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you. First and foremost, go ahead and subscribe. Hit the notification bell, yada, yada, blase, blase, right? Cost you nothing. The stuff I'm saying costs you $0 to do, and it helps me out. But I think what's most valuable is if those who are watching on YouTube and Facebook hit up the comment section, y'all. Like, yes, I appreciate the likes because it helps the algorithms. It helps me be seen more. It helps the podcast to be seen or heard more. But the comments, the feedback, it's going to help this grow. Because I know I don't have it all together. And I know I'm still trying to figure this thing out as we go along. And it's people like you. You. That's going to help this thing go to the next level by giving your feedback. So if you can, go ahead and leave some feedback, questions, whatever. Yeah, hit up the comment section. Also, if you're listening on streaming platforms, thank you. Spread the word, tell a neighbor, tell a friend, blase, blase, yada, yada, shaboing, shaboing. I'm going to put the little ticker down here if you're watching. Go ahead and follow us on YouTube, Facebook. It has Twitter up there, but let's be honest. It's just an account at this point. YouTube and Facebook are the major ones. Follow us at the Tyree Fam. Okay? That's how you get to stay updated. Stay in the know. Get to know what's going on. Anywho, for those who are listening for the first time, again, my name is Jason Tyree. I am a husband of almost 18 years, a father of four, and I decided to start this podcast to pretty much voice my point of view of what men who lead households, what they go through. I don't think that's a common point of view out there. And so I wanted to kind of create that platform, that education, you know, what goes on through the minds of men who are actually trying to do this thing legit. And, you know, yeah. There are a lot of things that, you know, over the course of these episodes, I would like to bring to light, you know, our emotions of running a household, when we are doing great, when we're doing not so great, how we handle certain situations. You may see outwardly, but you don't know internally what we'll be going through. A lot of stuff, most guys tend to hide to be the rock of the family, but man, some days we'll be in shambles. We'll be like, yo, let me just park here in the driveway and just get this all out before I get in the house. Now I'm trying to give y'all a front row seat into, okay, what really did they be going through? Like, what's really up? And of course, I'm not speaking for the general public or anything like that, because it's different depending on what household you're in, things like that, what type of person you are. But for the most part, this is hopefully a new, different, a different perspective on what it's like to be the man of the house, hence the name of the podcast. Anywho, we are on episode 12. And before I get into the main topic at hand, I tend to give you guys a personal update on myself. This is not just a podcast. This is a let's take this journey with Jason. And again, I've said it before in previous podcasts, but I do want to eventually have guests on here. It's set up for me to have guests on here, but I just don't want to randomly pop up guests at the moment. My whole thing is let me just get consistent at this first before I start bringing other people on. So I feel like we're hitting a groove. I feel like we're being more consistent with it. And so the sooner, the better, if you know what I mean. Like, now that I'm being more consistent, I think the guests are going to come sooner than later. But anywho, update. So I'm in a much better. I had to say that slow because I need to put some emphasis on it. I'm in a much better state of mind than I was three months ago, man, it was dark. It was dark, so dark that, you know, I was contemplating suicide. I didn't have any plans or anything like that, but the contemplation was there. And so that's when I realized, hey, after I had the nervous breakdown or the mental breakdown in December, I was like, okay, let me go get some help. And let me get signed up to therapy. And let me tell you, therapy has been a godsend. It's been a blessing. It's given me more clarity on certain things. It's helped me with tools and techniques to deal with certain things. And so as I move along this journey, I'm noticing how my responses have been to, because the thing about life is not going to stop lifing. Life is going to life. Okay. And things are going to continue to come up. Life is not sitting by saying, oh no, they're going through a lot. Let me just pause for a second so they can get their bearings. No, life is going to keep going. And so instead of me focusing so much on life changing and getting better and it'd be all peaches and cream, I had to really focus on how I respond to life. And so definitely noticing improvements, because there's been some crazy stuff that's been happening. And usually how I respond to it has been vastly different than I expected. I'll give an example. The last week, it was Tuesday or Wednesday. I was leaving work. It was Tuesday, and I was leaving work. And this was before daylight savings. Daylight savings, boy. I know we lost an hour, but man, I am going to enjoy driving home in the daylight instead of pitch black, and I'm putting on my high beams at 5 o'clock. That's ridiculous. But anyway, this was before daylight savings, so it was dark. I left work a little late, and it was raining. And as I was leaving work, I have about a 35 to 40 minute drive from work to home. Check engine light came on. Now, thing about that is I just had my car serviced the week prior. So I'm going through my mind like, maybe they messed up at the mechanics. Maybe while they were changing my oil and doing the oil change and the filter change, that they messed up something. So I pulled over and I checked the oil cap and I checked under the hood and I was like, darn, it ain't related to that. And so when I got back and turned the car back on, the engine light was still on there and I'm noticing the shakes, especially when I'm in idle. And I was like, bet you it's a spark plug. I bet you. Lo and behold, it's a spark plug. Had to replace all four of them. It's like my car just knew, oh, tax season? Oh, we finna get money? Bet. I don't know why cars do that. It don't break down any other time. At least for me. At least for me. So that was a fairly expensive fix, but silver lining is, one, didn't get hurt. Two, engine didn't give up on me. And three, I had the means to take care of it. So there's that. But had this happened 3 months ago, I would have overreacted, probably done something stupid. What? I don't know. But my reaction to it would have been far worse than what it was last week. So pat on the back for me. I'm still learning how to give myself grace and give myself space, which means I have to continue on this path of saying no to some things that I've said yes to in the past. That's going to be a work in progress, I know, but it's going to help. It's going to help. Anywho, I want to talk about the topic for today. Name of this episode is Who Am I? And I'll go ahead and let the cat out of the bag, if you will. Why are cats in bags? Some of these terms, killing two birds with one stone. Why are we killing birds? Like, anyway, rabbit trail. Focus, Jason. All right, so with these titles that I've come up with for podcasts, I usually use like song titles. I don't know why. I've just been on that trend, but hey, I use song titles, but it's essentially tied into the topic that I'm discussing. So, yeah. I'm not going to further explain today the topic. There's a song called Who Am I? I'm telling you, every episode is a song title that belongs to some artist. I'm not going to sit here and tell you who. Y'all can go scavenger hunt that yourself. But anywho, the reason it's called Who Am I is because as parents, especially of kids who are teenagers and they're getting to that part of life where they have to prepare for life. Like, hey, you only got a handful of years left before you are a high school graduate and you are a legal adult. Therefore, you need to kind of figure out a little bit of a plan of, hey, what's the next step for me? Now, what's interesting in that phase of life for the kids is for the parents, they're going to be less dependent on you. I was going to say knock on wood, but if they need me, we're here. I'm not going to just cut them off. My pocketbook is saying, yo, but anyway, as the kids kind of think about their next chapter in life, at some point, we're going to become empty nesters sooner rather than later. And when that happens, what I hope to avoid is the, oh, snap, all the kids are gone. What are we going to do? Who are we? Oh, my gosh. You know what I mean? Like, that's something I've been thinking about lately, and I've mentioned it to my wife as well. Like, yes, for the majority of our marriage, our identity has not only been wrapped into being husband and wife, but it's been wrapped in being parents. And you'll never stop being parents, obviously, but when your whole identity and your whole world is taking care of human beings younger than you, at some point, that's going to not be as consistent as it used to be. And you're going to find yourself like, wow, we got all this time and hopefully money back. What are we going to do? Are we going to travel? What do I like to do? And so for me, that's, and I think for men in general, especially because I'm 42. And so I think once you get in your 40s and 50s, you start to think about that, like, what is it that I like to do? Like, what is my escape? What is my hobby? Or what is something that I can do to enjoy life, whether it's traveling or, I don't know, just some sort of recreational activity, whatever the case is. I think it's time to really start thinking more along those lines. Now, granted, I have so many years left in regards to thinking about retirement. So I'm not retiring anytime soon, but I do have to figure out what is my identity outside of fatherhood and being a husband. And so those are the hard-hitting questions. And I think for dads out there, that's something you got to think about. What hobby? And some guys are ahead of the curve. They already know what they like to do in their spare time, whether it's fishing, building things, whatever the case is, and they already have their plan set out. I can tell you right now, I don't. I guess some will think that, oh, well, Jason, he's a graphic designer. He likes creating. No, I don't. It may be a surprise to some folks, but man, listen, I have been blessed. Let me say that word, blessed, to be in my profession going on 21 years. Like, I have a legit career. And I'm a professional in my field. I do not want to be designing for the rest of my life. I don't. I can coach someone to design. I can be a mentor to some up-and-coming designer or whatever the case is. Or I can maybe start a design company and just oversee it. But at some point, these hands can't be clicking mouses and creating. Now, that's not to say that I'm going to just stop creating altogether. No, I think I'm always going to be creating. I do record music sometimes. So that's a thing. I'm sorry, guys. I still haven't been to the gym yet. I know. Y'all supposed to get on me about that. But that's something. So I guess I got some options out there, but I think more along the line, I'm gonna have to figure some stuff out. Especially in this economy, and I don't know, by the time I turn 65, is Social Security still going to be a thing? They don't have pensions anymore, so I got to think about what life will look like once I hit 65, which is not, I mean, it's a while away, but it really isn't when you think about it. Anywho, so I would encourage all the men of the household, if you don't have something, or you can't imagine what life will be like when the kids leave, you need to start on that now. I've heard some stories. I've seen it sometimes where it's like, oh, the kids are gone. Dang, who's this roommate I've had this whole time? Oh, that's my wife. I don't want to wake up one day and be like, dang, we just roommates. We're not like husband and wife. So not just individually, but even as a couple, those who are married, have those discussions. Like, what are we going to do? Now, I kind of know what I'm going to do, and I think I know what you're going to do. What are we going to do? Are we going to travel? Are we gonna spend more time together and do more things and stuff like that? Matter of fact, when you get into teenage years, and this is me talking to myself, once it reached the teenage years, you can kind of get a head start on that now. Like, they're old enough to stay at home by themselves. You can be like, yo, we're going to go out for a few hours and chill. So, yeah, it's something I definitely got to work on. But yeah, anywho, that's the episode for today. I guess it's a challenge to all the men of the house, ladies of the house as well. I mean, if you're a single parent, I get it. Head of the house. Start thinking about that, because I know how easy it is to have your identity wrapped up in your kids. And it's like, okay, I want to see something real quick. Let me double check something real quick. Trying to see if there's any questions that popped up from last time that I can answer. I don't think so. Did not see any questions. Hold on, let me check. One other place. Yada, yada, yada. Yeah, no questions. Again. Let me stop trying to bully y'all into asking questions. I mean, it would be helpful if y'all had questions, but if not, man, I'm going to just keep it rocking. But if you want to ask any questions related to, you know, man of the house or household things, hit up the comment section below. All right. Well, that's it for this week. Y'all be blessed, and I'll holler at y'all next week. Okay. Okay. Peace out.